Global warming chicken littles keep running about, telling us that the ice is falling into the Arctic Ocean as temperatures climb. In fact, they've been telling us that the entire ice cap should be melted by now. Find out more on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
In 2007, former U.S. Vice President and Nobel Peace Laureate Al Gore warned that there was a 75% chance that the entire Arctic ice cap would be gone by 2014. Yet the ice still seems to be there. In fact, the famed Northwest Passage does not yet appear to have opened up enough for regular shipping through it. A recent study from Yale University has suggested that the Arctic ice cap is not only under attack from melting at the edges, but also in the middle, from heat sources at the bottom of the Arctic Ocean. One of the researchers says, presently this heat is trapped below the surface layer. Should it be mixed up to the surface, there's enough heat to entirely melt the sea ice pack that covers this region for most of the year. Yet such warnings have been issued many times before. Britain's Global Warming Policy Foundation, an organisation of so-called climate change sceptics, has a compilation of many doom-laden predictions of an ice-free North Pole, all of which have failed to come to pass. The GWPF show that there is insufficient data from a mere 40 years of satellite monitoring to make accurate predictions. And there is a natural cycle of warming and cooling known as the Atlantic Multidecadal Oscillation. This peaked in 2008, and therefore North Atlantic temperatures are on their way down again. Warnings that the Earth's seasons are coming to an end are contradicted by what God said at the end of Genesis chapter 8.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.